Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Also on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, and now a new radio station, Signal 94.9 FM. And it's the Audio Path of Totality. Here, live exclusive interview that we have with Jennifer Maragar. Did I get it right?
Magyar.
Okay. I got the Jennifer part right.
That's right. That's
so
right.
There is that.
There you go.
You can actually see this interview on our Facebook live stream. She is with Nail City Jeep Club. Big event. The Nail City Jeep Club and Thomas Auto Center Jeep is hosting a Jeep car bike show that Sunday. Lineup at 1 p.m. Show from 2 to 5 o'clock. $20 entry fee, $1 to vote for your favorite. 50-50 all proceeds benefit the Wheeling flood victims. My sources tell me there might be hot dogs.
I heard that rumor as well. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Which Good. Is great.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What else is going to be there? What's it going to be like?
So this was kind of put together. We've been trying to put something together and nothing really was gelling. Well, finally it kind of did. So it just kind of came impromptu kind of deal. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun as always.
You're going to be there, right?
Of course.
Okay. Good.
Of course.
Good. How about that Dave guy? Who's this guy?
Yeah,
now?
Dave McLeod. He's the president of our Jeep Club.
Oh, really?
Okay. Great, great gentleman. Yeah.
Right. That's
yeah.
great. How long has the Nail City Jeep Club been around?
Since 2020.
Oh, that's great.
2020. So started, I believe, Jason Foose, Tim Richmond, I think Dave McLeod was involved, and just a group that said, you know, let's get some Jeep enthusiasts together. We can go out on trails, you know, stuff like that.
You've got a pretty big club.
Yes, yes.
How many people do you have? 50,
you know,
70?
It varies. You know, on Facebook, it's pretty large.
Yeah, yeah.
When we get together, typically, I'm going to say 30 Jeeps,
yeah.
you know, is pretty typical.
And all the Christmas parades that you're in.
Christmas
oh,
parades.
That's great. You
yeah,
guys
yeah,
love
yeah,
Christmas
it's fun.
Parades.
It's super fun. Oh,
no question.
Yeah.
Now, anything else about this event? Again, it is Sunday. The Nail City Jeep Club and Thomas Auto Center Jeep hosting Jeep Car Bike Show Sunday at 1 p.m. The lineup is 1 p.m. The show's from 2 to 5 o'clock. $20 entry fee, $1 to vote for your favorite. 50-50. All proceeds benefit Wheeling flood victims. It's a wonderful event. You might even get a free hot dog.
Right.
Make a donation anyway.
Absolutely.
You cheap bastards.
Yeah.
Make a donation
yeah.
anyway.
And even, as I said, even if you're not into the car show thing or whatever, just come out to the mall. Come out to the mall. Stop by. Throw some money in the bucket.
Buy a Jeep.
Hey.
From Thomas
Auto
Center.
Absolutely. That's where I bought mine.
Buy a couple Jeeps.
Yeah.
What the heck.
Yeah.
And,
they've treated me well.
Do,
so.
do they include ducks, though, with the Jeeps?
I'm sure I could throw a couple ducks at you.
No, they should be automatically including ducks, I would say. Talk to this Mr. Thomas guy and see what you can do. You're also quite a, all kidding aside, you had been running Belmont County with the other ladies at the vestibule ladies at the Belmont County Courthouse. Apparently, you must have done something bad. You got a demotion. Now you work for that Kellich woman in Treasury, right?
Yes, okay. I'm in the Treasurer's now.
Okay,
yes.
How bad is it with Kellich woman? How bad, seriously?
I've only been there about a month, and I love it.
Oh,
so, yeah.
She's listening. I get it. We'll talk later. Now, you also wanted to do some. You're very good-hearted. All kidding aside, you're a very good-hearted person. Mm-hmm. You also wanted to tell people about a cat thing?
Yes. So tonight there's an event out at Shepherd's Hall in Bethesda. It's for Cat Stray Shun. That's with Candace Flagan. She is an incredible woman that does
yes.
so much good for so many cats in our area. I don't know how she does all that she does, but she is just incredible. So anyhow, she's having an event tonight. Starts, I believe, at 6 o'clock. I'm sure you can Facebook it to get more information. But, yeah, I'll be there tonight.
Candace is great.
She is amazing.
She really is.
She really is.
I'm not into cats, but no, that's a good lady.
She's oh.
That's a good
lady. Absolutely.
Lineup. Okay, we always give our guests the last word.
Yeah.
I know you've got to get out here
yeah.
in time to go home, so
Absolutely.
Get to the treasurer's office,
yes.
Belmont County, and tell her I'm really pissed off at her because she hasn't responded to my text.
Okay.
But you always get the last word.
Yes.
So please tell our listeners anything that you want regarding this great event.
Yeah. So actually, I'm going to steal words from our president, Dave McLeod. He posted the other day on Facebook. He said when he bought his Jeep, he was not aware of the most wonderful accessory that would come with his Jeep. And that was the great group of fun-loving and caring people that came with it. And I second that. These people truly, they are blessings. So now, of course, we want to bless others. And, you know, the flood victims are very near and dear to our heart, and we want to help out. So please come out, support this wonderful event. Hope to see you there.
All right. And if people want more information, Nail City Jeep Club, how do they do that?
Yeah, yeah. So you can look me up on Facebook or Nail City Jeep Club. Contact Dave McLeod and Thomas Jeep. They should be able to get you the information as well.
And Jennifer Magyar. Mag is M-A-G-Y. A-R, Magyar, M-A-G-Y-A-R, right?
Correct.
All right, fantastic. Yep. Anything else I should have asked you?
That's it.
All right, do we do everything that we could possibly do for the Nail City Jeep Club?
I believe so.
Okay, if you need any help with anything else, just I'm here as long as you let me use this microphone. I'm all in to help, all right?
Perfect.
Jennifer, thank you so much
thank
for
you,
everything.
Dimitri,
keep
thank
up the
you.
Great work.
Yes, absolutely.
Watch out for that Kellich woman, honestly.
Okay.
Hey, can I give me my
give you your duck
back.
Yeah.
All right, fine. I have to see yourself out here. Just wave to the armed security guard and you'll be fine.
Okay.
All right, fine. Thank you.
Thank
That's
you,
a good
Dimitri.
Lady. Thank you very much, Jennifer. Take
thank
care.
You.
Thank you so much.
See you.
Thank you. Looks pretty good, too. All right, fine. Let me see if I can put this thing up here. Hold on a second. I've got my duck here. This might actually not work. It could work. Hold on. Right next to my mic flag. By God, I think we might have a winner here. There you go. All right. Well, it's not ideal, but you can actually see it on the Facebook live stream. Why you would want to, God only knows. But you can actually see this thing. It looks like he's hanging himself. Autoeroticism or something. In fact, that's what it might. No, probably not. All right, fine. So there is that. Again, Nail City Jeep Club. These are wonderful people, I must tell you. If you've been to any of our Christmas parades, like I own these things, the Valley Christmas parades, these guys are everywhere. And they doll up their Jeeps with all Christmas stuff and all that, and they're just driving up and down and all. They're wonderful. They're wonderful people. They really are. Nail City Jeep Club, also Thomas Auto Center Jeep, the Jeep Car Bike Show Sunday. That's this Sunday. Sunday. Lineup is at 1 o'clock. The show's from 2 to 5 o'clock. A $20 entry fee, $1 to vote for your favorite. 50-50, all proceeds benefit Wheeling flood victims. There might be some hot dog action there as well. We're not sure, but there might be. And tell them Dimitri sent you, and it's for a worthy cause. It's really a great, great thing. All right, fine. So we've got that coming up at 8 o'clock. We've got Mayor of St. Clairsville, Catherine Tallman, is going to be joining us, and we're going to be finding out how it... We tried to help her, and Jen, who pretty much runs the city, at least that's what she keeps telling me, Jen McMillan, I've got... Where did I put this? Oh, I had it here somewhere. Hold on. Is it here? No, it's not here. I can't believe I don't have this. Hold on. What did I do with this thing? I've got a million one pieces of paper, but the one piece of paper that I want, I can't get. Oh. In any event, we'll talk with Catherine about that. All right, fine. Let's see here. If you want to talk, my phone number, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. It does look like he's actually trying to hang himself. My little Jeep ducky here. That's really kind of neat. That's very nice of them to do that. It really was. All right. Let's see. Also, later on this morning, Mary Louise Pyle is going to be joining us. They've got a big fundraiser as well for this poor kid in Steubenville. And she'll tell you the whole story. It is heartbreaking stuff. It really is. Absolutely heartbreaking stuff. I see that Catherine Tallman is watching. Hi, Catherine. 8 o'clock. I'm going to be calling you. Make sure you're here. Make sure you're available. I know you can't be here, but we'll give you a call on the on the phone. Oh, here it is. I'm sorry. It's right in front of my face. Want to see how it went with the bike parade, Christmas in July bike parade. It was literally right in front of me, and I'm looking everywhere else for this thing. I'm absolutely useless. I really, oh, Lord, I really am. Hey, if you want to end property taxes in Ohio, are you sick and tired of paying real estate taxes? Well, have I got a deal for you. In the state of Ohio, there's a move afoot to change the state constitution to eliminate real estate taxes. Real estate tax is the most unfair tax, I think, in the world, because you don't pay it once. You pay it forever on your property. I've actually talked to people who have said to me, well, Dimitri, I own my property free and clear. I paid off the mortgage, and there are no liens, no encumbrances. Everything is it's free and clear. I own it free and clear. And I said, oh, really? Do you pay real estate taxes? Did you pay them this year? Well, yeah. You're going to pay them next year? Well, yeah. You're going to pay them the year after that? Well, yeah. And the year after that? On the same property. We're talking the same property here. Well, yeah. Try to wrap your mind around this. This is the only tax, at least the only one that I'm aware of. I'm certainly no taxation expert. I'm not. But to the best of my limited ability, and I am a high school graduate, not to brag, but that's a fact. As far as I know, the real estate tax is the only tax that you have to pay every year for the rest of your life. And then when you deed the property over, the home or whatever, to your heirs, that they have to pay every year for the rest of their lives. And then whenever they pass it on to future generations, every year for the rest of their lives, it never ends. You pay a sales tax once. You buy a pen, or you buy a microphone, or one of these little autoerotic duckies here, or an iPhone, or whatever it happens to be. Sales tax, you pay it once. Income tax, you pay once for the earnings for that year. Now, next year, you have new earnings, so you pay tax on that. I don't like the income tax, but at least that makes sense. But it would be like this. Let's say this year I made $10,000 total income, which, by the way, is not too far from the truth. But let's just say I have to pay income tax on the $10,000 this year that I earned this year. Let's just say, okay, I paid the tax. I paid my income tax on the $10,000 that I earned this year. Next year, I don't have a job. I've been fired. I'm not allowed to use this microphone anymore. I make zero income next year. Zero income. I still have to pay tax, the same tax that I paid this year, as if I made $10,000. Let's say the tax is $1,000, just to make it easy for radio. So this year, I earned $10,000, let's say, and I pay an income tax of $1,000. Okay, I paid $1,000 on the $10,000 I earned this year. Next year, I make zero because I got fired again. But I still have to pay $1,000 in income tax, even though I didn't earn any money. And I don't have a job the following year. But I still have to pay $1,000 income tax from this year. And it doesn't matter if I ever have a job again, which I probably won't, by the way. But every year after that, $1,000, $1,000, $1,000 forever. And then my heirs, $1,000 a year forever. Does that sound fair to you? Doesn't sound fair to me. You pay a sales tax once. You pay an income tax once on that 1 year's earnings. You know, for the rich people with stocks and bonds and capital gains and this, that, and the other, they pay tax on that once. But a real estate tax, the same home you've been in forever, You're not selling it to yourself. You're not turning it over. It's the same deed. It's the same everything. The same tax, real estate tax, year after year after year for the rest of your life. And then when you die and you deed it over to your heirs, to your will it or whatever, they have to pay the same tax year, the same real estate tax, year after year after year. And that's assuming that the appraisals for your home's value don't go up. Can you think of a tax that is more unfair than the real estate tax? Well, we're doing something about it. I'll tell you about it right after this short break. Unbelievable.